Good morning, Connor. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm really good. Thanks. Really good. It was seriously impressive yesterday. You know, I think we've been quite lucky through the years. We get a lot of open championships where it rains a lot. So to go around and be pretty much dry all week and then enjoy a bit of sun on our backs was fantastic. And I have to say, you know, the quality of golf was incredible. We're all going to talk about Rory McIlroy, obviously, but Ricky Fowler right behind him, Sergio Garcia, Jim Furyk. I mean, these guys played some incredible golf this week.
I mean, you look at Sergio, he goes 6-under in the final round of a major, and it was just the wrong day to do it, wasn't it?
Well, it was, and you know, I followed him earlier in the week as well, and some of the shots he was crafting, and you know, it sometimes when it comes down to it in these championships, and obviously these are the most skilled players in the world, but luck does play a part, and you know, you can just end up in a bunker, you can struggle to get out of it, and that can put pay to your Open Championship. I remember following him round at one stage on Thursday, and you know, there was one or two putts that he left out there. They could have made the difference in the end. But I think, you know, you can't take anything away from Rory McIlroy. Absolutely, he had the most favourable draw. He went out early Thursday, late Friday. They were the best conditions. But you know what? Half the field had those exact same conditions as him, and he was able to play just much, much better than them. I mean, there's a real buzz. I'm from Ireland, Republic of Ireland, up in the north of Ireland now. You know, they're beginning to feel that they've got this justifiable claim that, you know, Northern Ireland is the country of the best golfers. You know, 5 of the last 19 majors have been won by men from Northern Ireland. This is a tiny country. They have a population of less than 2 million people. I mean, a lot of cities, a much bigger population than this entire country. But for such a small country, they're managing to produce some phenomenal golfers. Obviously, Graham McDowell, Darren Clark, and now Rory McIlroy with his third major. I think we can definitely confirm he is now a superstar of the game.
Connor, it's interesting to see him get back to this level as well, where it wasn't that long ago where he had a little bit of a dip. We were talking maybe a year, year and a half ago about the next wave, and is Rory the guy to take the reins from Tiger? Then we saw a bit of a dip. For him to get back to this level, to win this major, to prove that whatever happened early in the career was certainly no fluke, he is this dominant golfer. He might be the next guy to take the reins for the tour. And the mental strength that I guess it takes to get back to this level is as impressive as what he actually did on the course.
I think it's a maturity. I think he's only 25 years of age, but he's been around the block a few times now. And, you know, he's got pressures to deal with that, you know, superstars of previous generations probably didn't, in terms of the media scrutiny, in terms of the trappings of fame, the wealth. Obviously, he had his celebrity relationship with Caroline Wozniacki, and it is a lot of pressure on a young man that's trying to hold it all together. And I think, you know, when we look back on the career of McIlroy maybe in a decade's time, and we'll say, yeah, maybe he was distracted around that time. But I think where he's impressed us is that he's now managed to refocus, and he's got his life back in order. He's got his priorities straight. And you know, when he plays at his best, he is the most talented golfer. I mean, I was talking to a lot of people who watch a lot more golf than me and I have done over the years. And they say, you know, even Tiger at his best, they don't know if it's as good as Rory at his best. Now, the difference is, though, I mean, for Tiger Woods, and obviously he's got his own troubles and travails at the moment, Tiger Woods went for 10, 15 years consistently up there being a fantastic golfer. And that's what Rory McIlroy still has to achieve. He's won his three majors, and between them all, he's had a little fallow period. It'll be interesting to see the PGA Championship coming up very soon in Valhalla in Kentucky. And then, of course, by the time the Masters in Augusta rolls around next year, there'll be this huge hype because, of course, he's got three quarters now of his career major. He's won the other three. The one he hasn't got yet is the Masters. And can you imagine the sort of overdrive machine of hype that's going to go in? But you know what? I think Rory McIlroy is ready for it now. I think he'll be able to cope with it.
Connor McNamara joins us on Brady and Walker from the BBC, who's on the course covering Rory McIlroy's historic win at the British Open yesterday. Can you put into perspective just what this tournament means? I mean, over here in North America, I think we respect the U.S. Open, Augusta, and the British Open all pretty equally. There's a real nice part to winning each and every tournament. But over there, is the British Open just that much further ahead in terms of reverence?
No, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, you know, the other majors, they are on television over here, but a lot of them are on pay-per-view television, or maybe you've got to watch the highlights. The Open goes out on domestic TV for everyone to watch. So just the casual supporters, even people who don't know much about golf, they tune in and they watch this game. It's got that reverence. It's right up there in the public consciousness. Things like Wimbledon and the tennis. It is far more prestigious than, for example, the Tour de France and the cycling.